You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been hearing an awful lot of information about offshore trusts, IBCs, and things of that nature. So I'm sure that you have a lot of questions, and I want to try to clear some of those up before we continue. We have a long way to go. We're not even close to being finished. We have a long way to go. But first, let me tell you that if you're interested in beginning this, if you already have a trust, or two trusts, or three trusts, or four or five trusts, I suggest you take them offshore right now. In other words, if you already have trusts, you don't have to go and get a whole new trust system. All you have to do is take your trust offshore. Okay? You have to establish it in a tax haven that recognizes and protects trusts. And I mean protects them. Belize is the best place that you can find. They have organizations there that you can move your trust to. They will administer your trust for you. They will furnish trustees for you. If you want to stay the trustee, if you're the trustee now, you can do that. They'll establish a trust office for you there. Or, you know, you don't have to go to Belize. You can go to the Bahamas. You can go to Malta. You can go to, there are many, many places in this world that are tax havens that protect trusts. The only reason I suggest Belize is because they have the strongest laws, and their laws have been tested, and they have supported and upheld the laws. So that's why I recommend Belize. But you can do whatever you want. You can keep your trust here if you want. My recommendation is that you take it offshore. If you do not have an asset protection structure in place, I suggest that you get one established very quickly, and I suggest you do it offshore. For those of you who have trusts already in this country, or anywhere else for that matter, you don't have to give up those trusts because of what I've been teaching you here. You can move those trusts anywhere you want. It's a very simple procedure. For those of you who do not have a trust or any trusts or several trusts or IBCs or any of these things, for those of you who have no asset protection whatsoever and are just learning about all of this, if you want to get started, send us $50. We'll send you this entire report that I've been teaching you from. Now, the only thing you're not going to get in this report are the things that I have added from my own personal learning experience during these broadcasts. So if you really want to have the very best of everything, you should order the report plus those particular tapes that particularly apply to you and that really interest you, or if you can afford it, the whole series that I'm doing right now. It's up to you what you do. But if you want to get started right away, there's two ways you can do it. You can go right to our internet site, click on the Belize Trust Program, follow those links, read everything, make sure you understand it, fill out the application, or download the application, or grab the application and print it out, fill in the information, and follow instructions. Mail your payment with the application, and you can get started right away. You can get started with as little money or as much money as you want to. It's up to you. This program, the Belize Trust Program, that I'm recommending to you is not just for rich people. It's for everybody. And that's the beauty of it. Remember when I had my best friend in all the world? I mean, we've been through so many things in our life together and have saved each other's life countless times. Literally. I mean it literally. He has one of the best trust packages I've ever seen, but it costs $10,000, and most of you cannot afford $10,000. You can get started in the Belize Trust program with as little as $200. And then you can build your trust from there. Or if you want to start out with a trust that's formed and operating, it's going to cost you more money. But it's all there. Follow the links, read them, make sure you understand it, pick out the program that you want, print out the application, fill it out, follow the instructions on how to deliver the application along with your money, and get started right now. From there, you can go to the formation of more trusts. You can set up a structure, layering. Remember what I taught you about layering? You can do that. Now, for those of you who don't have a computer and cannot go to our internet site, and by the way, that site is harvest-trust.org. harvest-trust.org. That's harvest-trust.org. By the way, folks, Harvest Trust is no longer in the United States. Harvest Trust has been moved offshore also. Everything that we have has been moved offshore. This country is becoming the new Fourth Reich. And anything that you have in this country is forfeit, and you'd better take steps to protect it. Well, I hear people call me and say, well, if the New World Order is successful, nothing's safe anywhere. Well, they'll be safer longer offshore than they will be here. It is the United States of America that is creating the New World Order. And don't forget, there's going to be a big battle before this New World Order becomes a reality. There's going to be a war. Those of us who understand what's happening, we're going to fight to restore constitutional Republican government, or we're going to die in the process. And so, the New World Order is not a done deal. Not by a long shot. These fat cat, sloppy ass, treasonous, creep, jerk, Nazi, jack-booted, thug socialists are the biggest bunch of cowards you've ever seen in your life. And so we'll see if there's going to be a world totalitarian socialist government, or whether there's going to be a reinstatement of constitutional Republican government in this country. So it's not a done deal. But your assets will fall quicker in this country than they will offshore. I don't know how to convince you of that, but I know this personally to be a fact. If the United States is going to impose its will on every country in the world, they're going to have to do it one at a time. One at a time. And it's not going to be easy. Once the rest of the world catches on, they're going to fight like we're fighting. And we have not yet begun to fight. Blood will run in the streets of America before this becomes a socialist or communist country. I can assure you of that. And my blood will be first. And I am so proud of that. You can take that to the bank, any bank you want. I suggest offshore. So, our website is harvest-trust.org. For those of you with a computer and a web account or internet account, go there. You can get started right away. For those of you who do not, you need to send us $50. We'll send you this whole report and an application so that you can get started too. Now, the reason is I can't sell you this report for less than $50 because it does not belong to me. And that's the agreement I have to make. Okay? Now, if you just want the application, write us. Tell us you just want the application. We'll send that to you. But you're going to be lost. You're not going to know what you're doing without the report. Okay? On the internet, if you have a computer, you can go there. It tells you everything. Everything is explained, and you're not left in some kind of mystery. And if there's a question, you can always send me an email, and I'll be happy to help you out. Okay? Now, I know that many of you have questions on what we've covered already. So tonight is going to be answer night. Tonight, we're going to take your calls. Now, listen to me carefully. I am not going to discuss any other subject, period. Don't even bother bringing it up. Don't ask if you can change the subject. You cannot. The subject is what I have taught you so far in this series. Do not ask questions about what has not yet been taught, because we have a long way to go. If you're confused about any of the points that I've covered so far, now is the time to clear them up before we continue, because you're going to be absorbing a lot of information before this series is complete. That's why I'm giving you this opportunity tonight to call in and ask questions to clear up any misunderstandings or questions you may have on the material that has already been covered. I'm doing this to help you. I want to help you. I want to answer your questions. I want to make sure that you understand what it is that I'm teaching you. Now, here's the ground rules. Don't bring up any other subject. Don't ask questions about material that has not yet been covered. Okay? What I have covered thus far is open for questions, debate, challenge if you want to. But if you're going to challenge it, make sure that you've got some factual substantiation for doing so. Okay, folks? So, I'm going to play some music here for about 3 or 4 minutes while I take a little break. And then when we come back, we're going to open the phones. The number is 520-333-4578. Write it down. 520-333-4578. Yes, I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your man. I'm the wizard. I'm the most dangerous radio host in America, according to William Jefferson Clinton. And the hour of the time is the last place in the whole world where you can be sure that you can find the truth. Documented source given to you. And we challenge you to prove us wrong. If you can, you know I'll get on the air and I'll correct it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes, sir.
My question concerning the trust is, when you retire,
yes,
all of your retirement funds, can they be put in the offshore trust?
Well, I don't know what you mean by retirement funds. Are you saying you're going to get one big lump sum, or are you going to get a whole bunch of, you're going to get a check once a month, or what? What are you going to get?
Well, that's one retirement. I work for a city here in California, and we have a retirement fund. We have SPSP, which is supplemental.
Yeah, but you're not telling me how you're going to get this money, and that's what I need to know.
Okay, from the general retirement fund, I will be getting a check monthly, but I have other accounts that is with the city that I'm told I can roll this over when I retire.
What do you mean by roll it over?
I'll put it in other investments.
Well, then you can assign that to the trust then.
That can be assigned to the trust?
It can be rolled right into the trust, yes.
Ken, what about my wife? Now, she's on disability now and she's retired. And that's coming from a state. And I guess that can't be done with the trust. That's my guess. I don't know.
It's coming from what now?
It's coming from a state.
The state?
Yes.
The state of what?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Oh, gee. See, when you're getting a monthly check, it's kind of hard to get rid of that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's assigned to you. You've got to get it. The IRS knows that you've received it, and it's a matter of record, especially when it's paid to you from some government source. I mean, they exchange information with each other with every transaction that they make. So that's going to be difficult. But I'm sure, you know, and this is a question that's never been asked of me before, how do you get rid of a monthly paycheck? What you could do, I think, and you need to go talk to a lawyer about this. I hate recommending that people talk to lawyers, but you need to talk to somebody who knows how you can do this. I think there's a way that you could transfer in exchange for some benefit or by contract all of your future retirement benefits, investments, retirement funds, things that roll over, those kinds of things into the trust by contract, and so they would not come to you.
Okay. My next question is...
But I don't know how to do that, and so you need to ask somebody who does.
Okay, go to see a lawyer.
Yeah.
All right.
Find out how you can make that work. I'm sure that you can, because we're guaranteed the right to contract in the Constitution. It's figuring out a contract that is right, so that you're not doing something that they're going to come along and say, well, this is a big scam and you really did it to hide this stuff and it really still belongs to you and all of that kind of crap. That's what you got to prevent.
I understand. Now, what about the house? I have a mortgage on the house, making payments.
That doesn't matter.
Well, wouldn't they know where that the house was put in trust if I did that?
So what? Doesn't belong to you. As long as you put it in trust in exchange for real value, in other words, you're not going to give it to the trust. Were you listening that night when I talked about how you do that?
Well,
you weren't. Here's what you have to do. Everything that you put into the trust has to be in exchange for real worth. In other words, you don't take all your belongings and put them in the trust for $10 or $5 or something like that. Because the IRS is going to come along and say, this is a scam. Nobody gives away everything they own, their home, their cars, all their money, their clothes, their appliances, everything that they've worked for all their life to some entity in a foreign country for nothing, for $10 or for $15. You don't do that. It's a scam. And what you're doing is you're laundering money and hiding assets so that they can't be taxed.
I see.
So you have the right guaranteed by the Constitution to contract. So you make out a contract with the trust that in exchange for all of these assets, the trust is going to pay you personally or your heirs and assigns in perpetuity should you die before it's paid, the real value. So you make out a contract for 125 years, which is the life of the trust. And you don't charge any interest, and you don't have to. It's not required. The law only says you can't charge more than 10% interest. It doesn't say that you have to charge interest. So you don't charge the trust any interest whatsoever, and you amortize the payments over 125 years. And you make sure that whatever the trust is going to pay you, and the trust has to pay you, okay, that whatever the trust is going to pay you for these assets is less than the requirement to file and pay income taxes in any one year.
I see. Now, the best thing, would it be feasible to start a simple trust and work from that, like putting savings in there?
Well, I don't know what you mean by a simple trust. There's several different types of trust. There's a business trust. There's an asset holding and protection trust. There's a charitable trust. There's a trust that will take care of your children and make sure that they have clothing and they go to school and all that kind of stuff. So you have to determine what kind of... See, the best thing is not to just have one trust. You may start out with one trust, but you want to build a system of trusts working in conjunction with international business corporations, and there are going to be all different kinds of trusts. And you may have two or three or four IBCs to operate your business for you and in order to protect everything.
That'd be an example of layering?
That is layering, yes. Layering. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, now if you opened a trust, could you get a international credit card instead of the ones we have now?
Yes, absolutely. You get an offshore credit card. You can get an offshore credit card with the trust that I'm particularly talking about, and when it's issued to you, you have $500 credit immediately with no credit check, no Social Security card, no nothing.
Very good. Okay, Bill, I'm going to continue listening, and I really appreciate you doing this work.
Well, I have to do it, there's several reasons why I have to do it. We're getting down to the wire. And there's so many people out there who are not protected, don't even understand the danger. And not that they don't so much understand the danger, that is that even if they did, they wouldn't know what to do about it. And number two, I have to make sure that I've done everything possible for my own conscience to be at rest in all of this conflict. And number three, I have to earn money to support two households now, one in a foreign country. I have to take care of my family even though I will never see them again.
Jeez, that's a sad situation that we're in here in this country.
It certainly is. But that's the situation that more and more of us are going to find ourselves in. Well, thank you. I wish you luck. God bless you, too. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
520-333-4578 is the number. It's 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, how you doing?
Good, good.
God bless you, sir.
As good as can be expected under the circumstances. Let me put it that way. It's more truthful.
I have two questions for you.
Sure.
I hope you don't get upset with the question.
Why would I get upset? This is to answer your questions.
Okay. The my two questions are as follows. Number one, have you ever thought about going back up on or going up on Republic Radio International?
No. Wait a minute. I started this whole broadcast saying don't change the subject. The subject is what we have been teaching in the last several broadcasts of this series about asset protection. Good night. Why is it? Like, I know he heard what I said. I know he's been listening since the beginning of this broadcast. How does that happen? 520-333-4578. 7-8. That's why he said, I know you're going to get upset. You see, that's why I know he was listening. From the beginning of the broadcast, he knew I said, don't change the subject. We're not going to allow that. Anybody who hears me say that and then calls and intentionally does it is a stupid jerk. Why would you do that? This broadcast, I'm allotting the time, and it's only an hour, to answer your questions, should you have questions about the subject matter that I've been teaching you in the last, I don't know, four broadcasts? Let me see here. I've got the answer here. In the last five broadcasts. So the number is 520-333-4578. I'm here to answer your questions, clear up any confusion you may have about anything that I've been teaching you so far. And now's the time to ask the questions. Don't call me tomorrow, you know, if nobody calls and say that, you know, you want to ask a question about this when you can do it right now. Now is the time when everybody out there can hear the question and the answer. Number's 520-333-4578. The phone's not ringing, which means maybe nobody's even interested in this series at all. Must have questions. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, could you talk about revocable living trusts and also wage earners' bankruptcies?
That's not the subject. The subject is what we've covered so far, if you have any questions about those things.
For protection of assets, seems to me that a revocable living trust would be...
Listen to me very carefully. A revocable living trust or any kind of a living trust is not a protection for your assets. And I've already told you that. So, you know, that's not the subject of this broadcast. The subject of this broadcast is offshore asset protection. Trusts, IBCs, those types of things, and specifically what I have been teaching in the last five broadcasts. Do you have a question about any of that? Why is that so hard to understand? Revocable living trusts. Nope, I haven't taught that in the last five broadcasts, and I'm not going to teach it in the next umpity-umpity broadcast at all. It's not protection, period. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Cooper.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Cooper, yeah. This is
Joe
in West Virginia.
Hello, Joe.
I'm going through a divorce, and I'm so damn broke, I don't know how to get anything started with credit cards or anything. I even went to jail the other day on a misdemeanor and couldn't use my own land for a collateral. I had to hire a bondsman. How do you get on your feet? I missed the last couple of programs because of the short wave. I got hit by lightning here. And I need to know more about what's going on, how I can get myself financially all right.
Boy, it sounds like your luck just took a flight to Mongolia or something. I'm sorry to hear about all your bad luck.
It was over my wife's boyfriend. He jumped on me because I'm a patriot, and he thinks I'm a communist because I was a good broker and people like you. They jumped on me. There were three of them and one of me, so they had witnesses, and they swore one out on me. And she sued me for my farm, and she sued me for everything. And I went to court, and I fired my lawyer because I went to court, and they turned my divorce down. She sued me for divorce, and I said yes. They said no. So I threw the whole lawyer and all out, and I filed for an annulment of marriage under constitutional grounds.
Well, let me explain to you right now. It's too late for you to protect your assets. You've got to enter into this thing and fight it out. Now, see, once legal action has been filed, has she already filed legal action?
Yes, she filed for divorce. I accepted it.
Once legal action has been filed, you cannot hide your assets. That's against the law. So I can't give you any advice. See, if you had taken my advice prior to this if you had established an offshore trust and if you had placed all your assets and the ownership of the land in the trust, she would never be able to touch it. Nobody would. But you didn't do that, and it's too late now.
A day late, a dollar short. And she left people listening to people like you and people that are Americans and true Americans. And she thinks I'm a wacko because
The truth is if she thinks you're a communist, then she certainly doesn't know the definition of communist.
But
if she thinks
Nazi also.
Well,
whatever name it is.
But don't let what she thinks bother you. But I've got to get on and get other people in here so they can ask their question. God bless you too, and I wish you luck in this. But unfortunately, because you didn't take steps to protect your assets, you're probably not going to have very good luck in the outcome of this. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Hi. I'm Larry from Boston.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for many years, and I really enjoy what you cover. But I missed a couple of the nights on this trust stuff, and I was wondering if you're going to have a tape series.
Yeah, we have, absolutely. You can order this whole series if you want to.
How are we going to go about that?
Well, if you have a tape list of prices, the price is the same per tape as any other tape in this category, a one-hour tape.
And how much would that be?
Well, I don't have the list in front of me. This is not a show on selling tapes. It's a show on answering. You know, I'm getting very frustrated. This broadcast is for answering your questions that you may have on the last five. You got any questions on that?
So.
You know what? I think I'm just going to go off the air. Why is it so difficult to understand what we're doing tonight? I think I'll just, you know, hang this broadcast. This was a bad idea. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill?
Turn off your radio.
Thank you, sir. I didn't know if I had a proper connection. How are you today, Mr. Cooper? My question is, I already have an onshore pure irrevocable, and with what you're trying to perform here, can I tie in the offshore with my onshore?
What
or you just
you don't have to tie in anything. You can move your trust offshore. All you have to do is move it offshore.
But what if
you want to have other trusts, if you want to do what's called layering, and operate yours in conjunction with other trusts and IDCs and things like that, you can add to that. You can make that structure later. But the most important thing right now is to get offshore. So you need to get your trust offshore right now.
That's what I'm trying to do. But if I wanted to create a layer, then the pyramid would be basically the offshore and then come underneath with the onshore and then do my daily business?
No. I'm trying to tell you, you need to get offshore. You don't do any daily business in this country.
Okay.
You do all your business out of this country.
Okay.
For instance, you move your trust offshore. If you're going to do business, you can do business under a business trust or an IDC.
Right. I understand.
What kind of trust do you have now?
I have a pure irrevocable onshore trust.
No. What kind of trust is it? Is it an asset holding trust? Is it a business trust? Is it a trust set up to take care of beneficiaries such as your children?
The trust is set up as either a business.
No, it can't be either or. It can't be either or. It's got to be one or the other.
Yeah, it's business, but I have several holdings under that trust.
You mean you have other trusts under that trust? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. Then you need to get that trust and your other trusts offshore. Then you contract with that offshore trust to represent them as an agent in this country.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
If somebody hires you, they have to contract with the trust, not you, and they pay the trust. The trust pays you.
Right, and then I still don't need any licenses in an area in which I work. Would that be correct?
License for what? You don't work. The trust has the business.
You
work for the trust. You're an employee of the trust.
Correct.
You don't work for
I'm a worker of the trust.
You don't have a business. Yeah, and you always contract your work.
That is correct.
You don't work as, and I said it wrong, you're not an employee. You're a contract, you're a contractor is what
okay.
you are.
Okay, got you. Now, am I able to pull you up on the internet?
Yes, harvest-trust.org.
Okay, now is it HTTP at all, or it's just straight Harvest Trust?
All internet addresses start with http://harvest-trust.org. harvest-trust.org.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I hope yourself well and your family well, and thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, and I hope you get your stuff offshore real quick.
Yeah, that's why I got to move. That's the next step.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Those were good questions. That was a good call. That was about what we've been talking about. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you have a question about what I've been teaching you for the last five broadcasts, now is the time to call and ask that question. Get it cleared up. I'm here to help you. But I'm not going to help you if you're going to change the subject or ask some question that has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about. In fact, I'm going to get pissed off if you do. So, 520-333-4578. You know what we've been talking about if you've been listening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
I haven't gotten to hear a lot of the shows broadcast, but if you have a business presently, you're running it to like a laundromat or a vending machine business where you're bringing in coins and currency.
Uh-huh.
And this may not pertain to
yes, it does. It does. Go ahead and ask your question.
I need to set up a bank account and a trust name without using a social security number or anything like that. Is that correct?
Well, you need to go offshore to do that. You need to get your business offshore. We can show you how to do that.
Okay.
Okay? Now, there's two ways you can do it. You can go to our website right now. Do you have a computer? Are you on the internet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go to my website. Click on Offshore Network.
Yes.
Okay. Click on Offshore Network. Go through there. You'll find exactly what you need. You'll find a package that has a trust, an IBC, an offshore bank account, a merchant account that you can deposit checks in your bank account. You can get a merchant account so that you can deposit your credit card receipts and you know, the whole works.
Okay. Teach me all that far. I'm going to be carrying the money coming in from the business right now, which would be a trust then.
Well,
to a local bank. It has to go to a local bank.
No, it does not have to go to a local bank. It does not. You can wire it anywhere in the world.
Yes. Okay, maybe I can figure this out because these coins are heavy.
You know what I want you to do?
Yes.
I want you to go Offshore Secrets Network. It's called
okay.
Offshore Secrets Network.
Okay.
It's a click off of my website.
Yes.
You go there. Find that link. Go there.
Okay.
Find the phone number. Call.
Okay.
Leave a message for Ethan, okay? His name is Ethan.
Okay.
Leave a message for him. Tell him that I sent you and that you need to talk to him personally to solve your problem.
That'll work. I appreciate your time. I call Ethan.
Well, you're welcome. And he will help you. He'll solve that problem for you.
Okay.
And it won't cost as much as you think it might. You'll be very happy.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, if you've got a business and you're bringing in a lot of money and you don't know what to do or how to protect yourself, we can help you. I mean, we can help you. Literally can help you. We can get you out of this stinking mess that we're all in here in the Fourth Reich Nazi America. Good evening. You're on the air.
All right. Let's try this again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say, okay, I'm still in the system, okay?
Okay.
Getting paid on a W-2. because I don't want to go and sue my employer to get rid of that, in federal court at this point. I'm looking at doing some contracting in the same business, but a different company.
Okay.
Basically, I could take that money and have the
No. You can't take anything.
The trust.
You can't do it. It has to be a business trust offshore or an international business corporation, and the money is paid to the trust or the international business corporation under contract, and the money goes offshore.
Exactly.
Okay? You are just someone, an agent, that's paid and is working under contract.
Okay, now, the International Business Organization, or trust overseas, contrast with whoever is going to be paying the monetary value, correct?
Yes, to do the work.
Will they, are they, okay, an ID number?
What ID? They don't have an ID number.
They don't?
No, they're offshore.
Okay. And the, okay, but is it the same, do you run into the same situation? When you do that, when the International Business Corporation deals with an entity, let's say it's a corporation, a national corporation here in within the United States of America.
Yeah.
Do you have the same problem as a Social Security number?
No. No.
So they don't question that then?
No. You're not a United States citizen. It's not a United States corporation. It's not a United States company.
Pretty simple to me. Why? But what? Okay. Another question.
You can open a bank account in this country if you're not a United States citizen without a Social Security number. Did you know that?
Yes.
If you're from Canada and you come down here and you want to open a bank account, they can ask you for a Social Security and you say, I don't have one. I'm from Canada.
Exactly.
Now, they say, okay, fill out this W-8. And that's what the offshore corporation does, fills out a W-8.
It's incredible how we're all made slaves, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely incredible. The people that come here that are illegal aliens and so forth, or that are not, they haven't contracted yet with the United States, are much freer than we.
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, they might not understand that, but they are.
Well, we don't understand it either, but most of us people that were born here.
Mm-hmm.
Like at 99.5%. But here's another question for you. To what extent are you concerned, or do you have any concern at all about Belize, Bahamas, and so forth, being subject to international banking controls from the globalists in The Hague or...
None. Absolutely none.
Why?
Because they make their money by being a tax haven. They attract billions and billions of dollars into their country they would never have if they did not protect that money and those people. If they betrayed that trust, their economy would disintegrate immediately. They would have nothing.
Then all the drug dealers would take their money somewhere else.
I'm not talking about drug dealers. I don't know anything about drug dealers. What are you talking about?
Well, anybody that wants privacy, that's not...
Well, why do you say drug dealers?
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant, Bill. Basically, the people with the big money just flip.
If it's not what you mean, don't say it. People go offshore to protect their assets.
And for privacy.
I don't know anybody that's offshore that's involved in drugs. Drugs... People who are involved in drugs aren't in tax havens. They don't give a damn about the tax. They're dealing with cash totally illegally in every way that you can think of, and they're not in Belize.
Bill, that's not what I meant, okay?
Well, why did you say it? I mean, you cast a whole doubt and shroud, a black cloud over this whole subject when you say something like that. It's like you did it intentionally.
No, that's not what I meant. What I meant is anybody that has... ready source of cash, whether it be a billionaire that we're doing international currency transactions, whether it be a person that owns a large concern, or whether you know, I mean...
What's wrong with dealing in cash?
There isn't.
That's right. Absolutely
nothing
isn't. Cash it says right on it, legal tender. So how come it's criminal all of a sudden to deal with cash?
Well, that's a question to ask the United States.
Yeah, that's right. I deal only in cash. Cash or money orders, and blank money orders to boot.
Postal money orders.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it in that way, but...
See, they brainwashed you. In your head, you associate cash with drug dealers.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't
you did, that. Too. That's why you said it.
I didn't mean that, Bill. It's the thing...
You may not have meant it. It came from the brainwashing from the establishment. You have been brainwashed, and that was in your head, and that was the association you made.
Well, and that's correct. I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, I know a lot of stuff, but that is still there, okay? Anytime you talk about a tax haven, you know, it's beat into your head that you don't go to a tax haven.
Yes, you do if you want to protect your assets. It's not illegal, it's not unlawful, it's not unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has ruled that we have a right to avoid taxes through any lawful and legal means.
And that's the exact reason they put that in our heads.
That's exactly right. They want you to think there's something wrong with it because if you utilize it, they don't get their little piece of your pie, or your whole pie in a lot of instances. They don't get to extort you. They don't get to hold you up at gunpoint.
Now, is there a concern about the trustee, okay? You can be your own trustee if you want to, correct, offshore?
But if you do, you're taking a big chance because then you're in control of your own assets. You didn't transfer them at all. If you're still in control of the same assets you used to be in control of before, then that really is a scam.
How much of an issue is the trustworthiness of the trustee that's offshore?
I have never heard of one instance ever in all of the years that I've been operating trusts offshore of any trustee ever stealing one penny from anybody. They're all professionals. That's what they do for a career.
Somehow I find that hard to believe, Bill.
Well, I'm telling you my experience. And if you can find somebody who will tell you something different, then I would like to know about it. But I've asked, I have looked. Do you think I would trust the assets of this family to somebody if I didn't believe that they were trustworthy?
Well,
do you believe that I would do that?
Well, you know, but then...
No, answer my question. Do you believe that I would do that?
No.
No, you're absolutely right. And so I investigated, and I couldn't find an instance at anywhere.
But then it's the same brainwashing coming into effect. Not to trust somebody in a foreign country.
Well, all I can tell you is we can go through this drill, you know, for the rest of the broadcast, but the truth is, you can't trust anybody in this country.
I agree with you.
So,
have a good night, sir.
You too. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Now you can't trust anybody in this country, especially in this country. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I'm very proud of your show tonight.
Well, thank you.
And I picked it up out on the road.
Really?
Yeah. Learned a lot.
Wow. Well, that's good.
So I'm really proud of you. I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you.
And I hope everybody is taking what you say seriously. And you've really taught me a lot.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So, good show.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
Gotta go.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. We have about maybe 6 more minutes to answer your questions that you may have in the last 5 broadcasts. Clear up any misunderstanding or anything that you may have clearly understood because of the shortwave, you know, peculiarities of shortwave, I should say. Propagation is what they call it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Quick question. I read your letter on the website before I went to the other site, and I was very interested in the two IBCs and the two trust concept.
Yes, well, that's a very simple concept. Our family has a very complicated and elaborate situation set up where we have a lot more trusts and several more IBCs than that. But that's a basic one that will work and is very easy to understand, and I didn't want to present to people who may just be looking at this for the first time anything more complicated.
My question is, I want to get started, but should I wait until you cover more on IBCs before I establish any trusts? Should the IBCs be created first?
No.
And then have the IBCs create the trust.
It's not necessary because if you want to get started right now and begin to protect your assets, you can go ahead and do that, and later you can do an amendment to the trust deed to change it to whatever arrangement you want.
Okay, then I will get started immediately. I want to thank you very much. I've been listening to this whole series with so much interest. I thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, sir.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for your call. And we have a lot more to go. There's many more broadcasts on this subject before we're finished. So you have a lot more to learn, and I have a lot more to teach. And I hope that in future broadcasts you'll be remembering to write down your questions so that when we have the question night, and it's going to be usually about every five broadcasts, we'll have a question night, so that you can straighten up those misconceptions or questions or doubts or whatever they are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Yes.
I've been thinking about buying a house recently.
Uh-huh.
And that would involve taking out a mortgage.
What you want to do is wait until you have a trust. Let the trust buy the house.
Okay.
Or, if you want to, you can let your IBC buy the house.
Okay.
The house can be owned by the International Business Corporation, and you, as the agent for the corporation, can be established in that house as the headquarters for the office of the corporation in your city.
With my wages, would I basically pay the trust? And the trust would make
the trust,
payments on the mortgage?
The trust would do it all. The trust would buy the house, sign the contract, make the payments.
Okay.
Or the IBC would do that.
Okay. So would I be in debt to them for the right to live in the house, basically?
No, it could be part of your contract for performing the duties of the agent of the corporation. If the corporation is going to purchase it, if it's the trust that does it, then the trust can, you can make whatever arrangements are logical for the type of trust that you have.
Uh-huh.
You have to be very careful if it's trust. If it's a business trust and you are representing the trust in some way under contract, then that's very easy to do.
I'm going to look into that.
You see, and then, you know, I can't impress upon you enough the benefits of being able to do these types of things.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm going to send in the $50 to that report, and I'm going to check it out.
Okay.
Okay, you have a nice evening.
You too. Thanks for calling. Well, folks, I guess that's... That's just about it, and I'm tired. You know, it just really is incredible how I can get on the air and lay out the parameters for the broadcast, and I know that the people who called, who absolutely ignored everything that I said, heard every word that I said, understood exactly what the parameters were, and intentionally did what they did. That's what you call sheeple. Sheeple. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to have your own broadcast and talk about what you want to talk about, I can give you the phone number. I can give you the phone number of Alan Weiner at WBCQ, and he can fix you right up, you cheap little stinkers. You'll never do it. First place, you haven't got the balls. Second place, you haven't got the money. And if you did, you wouldn't use it for that purpose. It amazes me. You see, I haven't got the money either. That's why I had to cut back to 1 hour. But I get the balls. Don't ever forget it. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. See you here tomorrow night. Whoa, that's the wrong one. Let's try this one. This is better. That's the wrong one, too. Let's try this one. Good night, Annie. Good night, Clue. Good night, Allison. I love you all dearly. Forgot my CD liner.
Shelter now, for the last breath is gone, and dancing. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM is your nonprofit community service radio station. Stand by.